I think you just come out every day looking to improve at something, and I don't know what that'll be week to week, whether that's, you know, knowledge of the offense, or that week we might have new installations in, just mastering those, helping Mike out, you know, if I can, helping the defense out if I can. But at the same time, not letting this season just slip away because I'm not playing. That's what I don't want. Making sure that, you know, I grow and progress to where I come back next offseason, I feel like I'm, you know, steps ahead of where I was. I definitely don't want this to be steps back. So just, you know, take every day like it's, you know, like it's your job to lose, I think, even though if it's not. So that's how I look at it. I'm taking this game just looking at it as a Thursday night. I'm not looking at what could happen or what will happen. That's, you know, I tend not to do that. I'm going to make the most of this opportunity on Thursday night and just go out and, you know, try to, you know, put the ball in receiver's hands, move the ball, and, you know, hopefully show that I'm, you know, an efficient quarterback who can run the offense. But I think, you know, since the announcement came out about Mike, you know, you kind of realize that that's what it is. And so, you know, you take it in stride and you learn to deal with it. It's not like a groundbreaking deal. I don't think it's not that drastic. Obviously, you want to see the field, you want to play, but it's just another opportunity to learn. I've said that before. So you just try to grow every day.
Feel good. I've been playing well, making plays that come my way. You know, and really it's just about showing up on film, showing up on game days, which I have. So, you know, I feel good with where I'm at, but, you know, obviously it's not in my eyes. It's whatever they think, and if they see a fit for me on this team, you know, hopefully that, they do. If not, then there's 31 other teams that I can, you know, show off on game day. So it's really all about what you do on the film.
You're probably used to this. I mean, you know, seventh round pick, you pretty much have to fight every year for your spot and everything. Is that kind of how you approach?
I mean, yeah, yeah. But I've also proven myself. You know, I've led the team in tackles. Yeah, led the team in interceptions. So I know how to play this game. It's not about being a seventh pick. It's just about coming to work and being successful. You know, and I look in my eyes every day, and, you know, I'm worried about just me getting better, competing against myself. I don't compete against anyone else. It's just about myself and getting better every single day. I believe in myself no matter what, regardless of what anyone says. So I know I can play in this game, and I know I can make a lot of impact plays. So I feel good, and I'm excited. I'm excited for this next round and, you know, see what happens after this cut.
I just knew that I was going to come in here, you know, and not be complacent at all because I know I can play at this level. And honestly, you know, the draft and me going to fifth round, I feel like I should have went a lot earlier. I feel like, you know, I feel like I could play with anybody, you know. Like I said, I also feel like I'm be great in this league. To me, it was just a matter of time. And, you know, I feel like I came into the right situation and they'll give me an opportunity. And I want to take full advantage of it.
Do you know yet how much you're going to be playing? Or
a lot. A whole lot. Probably the whole entire game. I'm not sure. You know, I know I'm playing safety a lot. And then I'm playing every special team. So, but I did that in college a couple of times. So, I'm not.
And Chip was talking today about, listen, with 46 active guys, the guys he needs to be backups or, you know, need to be versatile. How quickly has that been impressed upon you that the best chance you have to make a team is to be, you know, wherever you can as often as you can?
Exactly. It means a lot, man. Like I said, right now, I might be starting every special team right now. You know, I'm happy about it. You know, I'm going through the game and just give 100% on everything I got, you know, on every aspect of special teams and also on defense. And, you know, basically, when I say everything happened for a reason, so if I happen to not start, maybe, you know, God has a different plan for me. You know, maybe he wants me to, you know, to see sometime later, you know, come in at a different time. But like I said, if it's for me to start, then that's his plan.
Earl, who's one teammate who's impressed you this summer who you think is in line to have a big year?
Offensive, defensive?
Either one? Yeah.
Oh, man. Let me see. One teammate. Like I said, I don't really watch, you know, the whole defense as a group, but Patrick Chung is really, really good for us, man. I like his aggressiveness. I like the way he plays the game. So.